Greeting to everyone.
弟兄姊妹好。
You know, I didn't expect we have such a crowd here.
我并没有期望有那么多的会众一起来。
Because the road condition is so bad to drive.
因为路上的状况实在很不好。
And especially last night, I think me west, we have a so many inches of snow, and right now it's on the top of the news.
特别是昨天晚上中西部有这么多的大雪，这都是成为头条新闻了。
There's a sister called me from St. Joe, and she said, well, the snow is all the way up to my knee now.
有一位姊妹从圣州市打电话给我，跟我说那个雪已经到那个膝盖那么高了。
And her husband is down in the Crown Center for a winter retreat.
她的先生是在 Crown Center 有一个退休会。
And she said, he's coming back to pick me up, and I want to let him know, don't come back, because probably he will get stuck somewhere on the highway.
她说，她先生对她说要回去来接她，但她跟她先生说不要回来了，因为她回来的话可能在路上就给雪给堵住了。
And one thing, her husband forgot her his cell phone, so she was asking me about winter conference and number.
因为他先生忘了带手机，所以他问罗迪兄那个 conference 的号码。
And she said she just got back from outside from work, and her truck got stuck on the highway I-29, and I-29 closed last night.
他说他从工作的地方回去，然后他的卡车已经有很多的雪，然后就给堵在路上，不能回去。
So I really appreciate the Lord has brought all of you here this morning.
对，我很感谢主，把大家又能带到这里来。
Okay, let's bow our hand and pray.
我们一起低头祷告。
Oh, dear Heavenly Father.
亲爱的天父,
when we are celebrating this Christmas time,
当我们一起在这里庆祝圣诞节的时候,
let us know you have sent your begotten Son, which is the Lord Jesus, to us.
让我们知道你差派你的儿子，就是耶稣基督来到地上。
And he was born as a baby.
他就身为一个婴孩。
And in the lowly place, which is in the manger.
在一个很马槽这样卑下的地方。
And you lower yourself as a man.
而主你自己就成为一个人。
And we know this salvation is from you.
我们知道这个救恩是从你而来。
And today when we have you, when we receive you as our Savior.
今天让我们接受你成为我们的救主。
And we can be reconciled with our Heavenly Father.
我们就可以与天父和好。
And let us know this great message.
让我们知道这样一个大的消息。
And may everyone can rejoice in it.
让我们每一个人能够欢喜快乐。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祷告祈求乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
We know in the past 2 weeks,Pastor Fong already gave us two message in series.
你知道在过去的两个星期，冯牧师给了我们两次的信息。
Probably you still remember the first one is the sign of Emmanuel.
第一个可能你们还记得，第一个是讲到以马内利。
以马内利的兆头。
以马内利的兆头。
And second time he mentioned about the name of the Messiah.
第二次他讲到这个弥赛亚的名称。
And today we are going to talk about the Messiah's kingdom.
今天我们要讲到弥赛亚的国度。
So please open your Bible to Isaiah 11, chapter 11.
请大家打开以赛亚书第十一章。
And today we'll be focused on 11 and possibly we'll get into chapter 12 too.
今天我们要特别讲第十一章，也可能讲到第十二章。
Let's review a little bit from chapter 7.
我们来回顾一下第七章。
Okay, let's read from verse 10 all the way through 14.
我们读第七章的10到14节。
Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz.
耶和华又小谕亚哈斯说,
Ask the Lord your God for a sign, whether in the deepest depth or in the highest heights.
你向耶和华你的神求一个兆头, 或求显在深处, 或求显在高处。
But Ahaz said, I will not ask, I will not put the Lord to the test.
亚哈斯说, 我不求, 我不试探耶和神, 耶和华。
Then Isaiah said, Hear now, you house of David, is it not enough to try the patience of man? Will you try the patience of our God also?
以赛亚说, 大卫家啊, 你们当听, 你们使人厌烦, 算小事, 还要使我的神厌烦吗?
Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel.
因此主自己要给你们一个兆头, 必有童女怀孕生子, 给他起名, 叫以马内利。
Okay, let's turn to chapter 9. Same Isaiah, book of Isaiah.
Chapter 9,
verse 6.
第六节。
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
因有一婴孩为我们而生, 有一子赐给我们, 政权必担在他的肩头上, 他名称为奇妙, 测试, 全能的神, 永在的父, 和平的君。
Okay, now let's turn to chapter 11, verse 1.
让我们来看第11章第一节。
And this is going to be the key verse for today.
这是今天的, 十节。
Can we all read together? Either in English or in Chinese?
我们一起来读。
If you don't know where is it, it's on the, my back, on the wall too.
就在, 这个墙上。
Okay, let's all read together. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. Can you read again?
Okay.
A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. A shoot, here.
Okay.
Have you just seen we have a very cute little kids? They just have a kind of a the Christmas display, or they are showing the play before us.
想象有一个孩子有一个拿一盆漂亮的东西。他们刚刚这些孩子在这里表演。
When I see all these kids, I think about they are our shoes.
当我在看到这些孩子的时候, 我就想这是我们的本, 一条, 就发出来的一条。
Probably the better way to translate is 嫩枝。 Okay, they are our next generation.
是我们的下一代。
And they use their cute voice and their cute action, they display the Messiah.
他用他们很可爱的声音，很可爱的行动来把弥赛亚能够显在我们当中。
And this Lord Jesus was born.
然后我们的主耶稣就生下来了。So
I want to thank you for our sister Judy and Su Ping, and they spend many times, lots of times, and to train all those kids.
我想谢谢朱莉还有素萍还有他们。 一起来训练这些小孩子。
And many helpers to dress them up.
也有很多的帮忙的来把他们打扮起来。
Of course, I want to give thanks to all the parents and their patients, and every time they bring the kids over here for rehearsal, and once and twice and three times.
谢谢这些家长能够把孩子一次两次的这样带到这里来彩排。
And most of all, I want to thank you for if without this baby Jesus was born, we won't be here.
特别感谢的是，如果没有主耶稣为我们这样的生下来，我们就不能聚在这里。
So hopefully today we'll get the message, and hopefully today everyone will receive this Lord Jesus in your heart.
希望我们今天都能够得到这样的信息，也都能把主耶稣接受在我们的心里面。
So I put a title, I put a celebrating here. I put the word celebrating.
我放了一个欢庆这样的一个自在的题目里面。
Otherwise, we will be very confused, especially with nowadays the worldly situation.
要不然我们就很容易跟世上的这样的庆祝会连在一起。
Sometimes we feel like toward the end of the year, probably we should have some kind of appreciation to our boss, to our family, or to our relatives, our friends.
那时候我们觉得到年底的时候，我们要谢谢我们的老板、我们的朋友，还有老师这样的人。
And this is nothing wrong at all.
这并没有错。
But most of all, we need to know there is a king born to us.
但最重要的，我们要知道有一位君王为我们而生。
And that's what we are here for.
这就是为什么我们来到这里。
And we sing him and we pray, and all this we need to focus on our Lord Jesus.
我们一起的唱诗，一起的聚集，乃是要中心乃是我们的主耶稣。
And you know, when Isaiah wrote chapter 11 and 12, at that time, his country is in very desperate situation.
你知道在以赛亚在写十一十二章的时候，他的国家是在一个很危险的状况里面。
Inwardly, they have a war against their folks, which is northern the kingdom Israel.
在那个时候有北边有一个国家要来
跟北边以色列打仗。
他们在跟北边以色列打仗。
And outside they have their enemy Assyria also fight with there's a battle with them.
同时他们另外一个敌人亚述国也在和他们打仗。
And they had a king which is called Ahaz, which is not a very good king.
他们有一个王就是亚哈斯王，但不是一个好的王。
If you would, you can turn the Bible to 2 Chronicles chapter 28. With me.
如果你想，我们一起来看，列王记下28章。
We just read a few verses, and you would know what kind of king he was.
我们只要读一点点，你就知道他是怎么样的一个王。
Let's read from Second Chronicle 28, verse 1-4.
我们只读历代志下28章1-4节。
Okay. Ahaz was 20 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 16 years. And like David his father, he did not do what was right in the eyes of the Lord.
亚哈斯登基的时候年20岁，在耶路撒冷作王16年，他不像他主大卫行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
He walked in the ways of the kings of Israel and also made hats idols for worshipping the Baals.
却行以色列诸王的道，又铸造巴利的像。
He burned sacrifices in the valley of Ben Hinnom and sacrificed his sons in the fire, following the detestable ways of the nations the Lord had driven out before the Israelites.
并且在新嫩子谷烧香，用火焚烧他的儿女，行耶和华在以色列人前面所驱逐的外邦人那可憎的事。
And verse 4 say, He offered sacrifice and burned incense at the high places, on the hilltops, and under every spreading tree.
第四节讲到，并在秋坛、山岗上、各青翠树下献祭烧香。
And this also read verse 24 and 25.
我们再读24-25节。
Ahaz gathered together the furnishings from the temple of God and took them away. He shut the doors of the Lord's temple and set up altars at every street corners in Jerusalem.
24节，亚哈斯将神殿的器皿都聚了来，毁坏了，且封锁耶和华殿的门，在耶路撒冷各处的拐角建筑祭坛。
Verse 25 said, in every town in Judah, he built high places to burn sacrifices to other gods and provoked the Lord, the God of his father, to anger.
又在犹大各城建立丘坛与别神烧香，惹动耶和华他列祖神的怒气。
So Isaiah, he was in this kind of under this kind of a king and that kind of environment.
所以以赛亚是在这样的王下面和在这样的一个环境下面。
And he even asked the king, said, "Do you want a sign to show the Lord is going to help you?"
他甚至问王说，你要一个从神来的兆头吗？
And this king said, "Oh no, I'm not going to ask king. I'm not going to test our Lord."
然后这个王就说，哦，我不要求，我不要试探耶和华。
And but Isaiah still revealed this prophecy to the king Ahaz.
以赛亚依然责备这个亚哈斯王。
So that's all this virgin born and so many prophecies have been prophesied.
这就是为什么这个童女生子，还有这些兆头，这些预言是这样的述说下来。
And this is also included in the chapter 11. Today we are going to see there are so many prophecies has been fulfilled.
然后我们今天继续来看十一章，会看到很多的这样的预言已经成就了。
In chapter 11, it mentioned about there will be a descendant of Jesse, and thus, also this is from the line of David, King David.
这也会讲到说有耶西的后裔，也是大卫的后裔，这样会看到一条线下来。
And also, he prophesied there will be, there is a king, or will be, this Messiah will be empowered by the Holy Spirit.
也讲到这样弥赛亚要被圣灵的能力来充满。
And he is also mentioned the country will be restored.
也讲到那个国度要被重新建立。
Even though they are under the yoke of the Assyrian Empire.
虽然他们是在另外一个王国的那个额下。
They say eventually the remnant of Israelite they will come back, will come back to the country.
It's a united country.
Yes, and Assyria yoke will be left, and Assyria country they will be defeated.
他讲到这些额会被破碎，然后几个国家他们从几个国家再回来。
And in one sense, he has mentioned about Messianic kingdom.Will be lifted up.
从一种角度讲，他会讲到一个弥赛亚的国度会要来到。
So that's what we are going to learn today.
这就是我们今天想要学的。
And that's why we are going to celebrate today.
这也是我们今天所要庆祝的。
And I will go from a different the way to look at this prophecies.
然后从不同的角度来看这个预言。
I will list all the prophecies and see are they fulfilled or not.
我要列出这些预言，然后看到它已经在地上成就了。
The first prophecy is mentioned about the branch of Jesse.
第一个预言是讲到耶西的枝子。
And very interesting why he wants to stay Jesse.
很有意思的是为什么他提到是耶西。
And why not is David?
为什么他不讲大卫。
Jesse, he was just a farmer or the sheep shepherd.
耶西只是一个农夫或者是一个牧羊人。
It's not very significant at all.
他不是一个很重要的人。
But you can see right now, this king of Messiah, he's not from...The palace, not from the throne. This line is come from a very lowly place.
我们看到这个王不是从王宫里面来，而是从一个很低微的 这样一个地方来。
So you can see the Israelite condition is very, not very good.
所以我们看到那时候以色列人的光景确实不好。
But the Lord is going to do something very special.
但主要做一些特别的事。
Sometimes he put us into the valley, into the very low situation, but if we have trust in him, he's going to restore us.
有的时候主把我们放到一个低谷里面，但是如果我们能够相信他，主会要来恢复我们。
And let's see this line of David or the branch of Jesse.
我们来看这个耶西的枝子，还有这大卫的这条线。
Has the Messiah come from this line?
我们看到是不是弥赛亚从这条线出来的呢？
There is a place we can see this prophecy has been fulfilled.
有一个地方我们看到这个预言是成就了。
If you go to the New Testament, the very first chapter is Matthew chapter 1, and you can see there's a genealogy of Jesus.
如果我们知道新约的第一本书是马太福音，在第一章那里有耶稣的家谱。
If you would, you can follow me. Let's read together the chapter 1, verse 1 and 5 and 6 and 16.
那你愿意我们一起来看马太福音第一章第一节，还有第五节和第六节。
Okay, let's read from verse 1, Matthew chapter 1.
来读马太福音第一章第一节。
A record of genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱。
Okay, let's read, continue verse 5.
然后第五节。
Simon the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab, Boaz the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth, Obed the father of Jesse.
撒门从亚哈士生波阿斯，波阿斯从路德士生俄贝德生耶西。
And verse 6. And Jesse the father of King David.
第六节，耶西生大卫王。
Okay, and then we read verse 16.
然后我们从读第十六节。
The Jacob, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ.
雅各生约瑟，就是玛利亚的丈夫，那称为基督的耶稣，是从玛利亚生的。
So God is very careful about this line.
所以神特别来注重这一条线。
He is not just randomly pick someone just because of he has a capacity or he has is a mighty person and he picked that one.
神并不是随意的选一个人，因为他有能力。
But it's very careful. This is a line all the way back.
但主神很注重这样一条线一直可以追溯下去。
So you see, they are hoping there is a king will be just like David.
他们在盼望的有一个王就像大卫一样。
And they can rule the country in just and love.
他们可以用公义和慈爱来治理这个国家。
And he can shepherd them and he can take care of all his people.
他要来牧养，还要来看顾他的子民。
So they move up one generation to Jesse.
所以他们往上看一个一代，直到看耶稣。
So hopefully there is a king will be like David.
他们希望有一位王会像大卫一样。
And which is true.
那是真的。
And later on probably we'll see from the covenant of God.Give the covenant to David, you will see there will be a person on his throne.
然后在下面我们看到神对大卫的应许，就是有一位王会坐在大卫的宝座上。
By the way, I need to mention to everybody. Yesterday, we just got a very brand new suit in our church.
想跟大家也提一下，昨天我们教会也有另外一个嫩枝。
Do you know who?
你们知道是谁吗？
Brother Wu Lei had a second son was born yesterday.
武雷弟兄有第二个孩子昨天生了。
And his name is Matthew.
他的名字叫做 Matthew.
So I think they are very happy.
The 他们都很开心。
Okay, so this is the word first prophesied. Let's just remind me about our new series. Okay, so here is the first prophesy got fulfilled.
这里我们看到第一个预言是成就了。
And which is fulfilled in the, on the Lord Jesus.
这个是在主耶稣的里面，主耶稣的诞生里面。
Okay, the next prophesy, from Isaiah is the empowerment of the Holy Spirit.
第二个预言是在第二节讲到神的灵住在他的身上。
Okay, let's go back to Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2.
我们来看以赛亚书十一章第二节。
The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of power, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
耶和华的灵必住在他身上。就是使他有智慧和聪明的灵，谋略和能力的灵，知识和敬畏耶和华的灵。
So if you carefully count it, probably you say, well, they have roughly about seven spirits to be mentioned.
如果你仔细的来数，也讲到他有七个这样的特征。
And one is the spirit of the Lord.
也是讲到是主的灵，耶和华的灵。
And one is the spirit of wisdom of understanding.
讲的是智慧和聪明的灵
Spirit of counsel and of power
谋略和能力的灵
And the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord
讲到知识和敬畏耶和华的灵
So this sevenfolded spirit has been fulfilled
这里讲到这个圣灵的七个特征也都被应验了
And where is that?
那是在哪里呢
First one is in Matthew 3:16-17.
我们可以来看马太福音第三章十六节。
Okay, let's turn to a book of Matthew 3:16-17.
我们可以来看马太福音第三章十六十七节。
Yes, this has happened when Jesus was baptized.
这在主耶稣受洗的时候。
As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water.At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him.
耶稣受了洗，随即从水上上来，天忽然为他开了，他就看见神的灵仿佛鸽子降下，落在他身上。
And a voice from heaven said, This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased.
从天上有声音说，这是我的爱子。我所喜悦的。
And from up to this point, we can see the Son is receiving the baptism.
这里我们看到人子就受了洗。
And we can see there's a Father from heaven and saying, This is my Son whom I love.
看到有天父在天上说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And also there's aThe Spirit, the Holy Spirit, fall upon Jesus like a dove.
他也看到有一个圣灵像鸽子一样降下。
So very clearly here, talking about the Triune God.
在这里很清楚的是讲到三位一体的神。
So from here we see there are sevenfold Spirit is fall upon the Jesus when he was baptized.
你讲到说这样一个这个特征的圣灵就降在他身上。
Of course, from chapter 4 on all the way to the back, you will see when he healed the sick, when he cast out the demon, when he done so many miraculous things. This is all showing that he has the spirit of the Holy Spirit.
从第四章开始会看讲到主耶稣行了很多的神迹，然后这些都是靠着圣灵来做的。
And this, of course, is the spirit of the Lord.
讲的是主的圣灵。
This is the spirit of wisdom and understanding.
讲的是智慧和聪明的灵。
and the spirit of counsel and the power.
讲到是谋略和能力的。
The spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
讲到是呢知识和敬畏耶和华的灵。
Also, if we go to the last book of Revelation,
如果我们看最后的一卷书就启示录。
And chapter 1, you will also see Apostle John and how he described our Lord Jesus.
你也看到第一章使徒约翰是怎么样来描述我们的主的。
When he wrote letter to the seven churches in the province of Asia.
当他在写信给亚细亚的七个教会的时候。
And he said, Grace and peace to you from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits from his throne.
但愿从那昔在、今在、以后永在的神和他宝座前的七灵。
And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth.
并那诚实做见证的。从死里首先复活成为世上君王元首的耶稣基督有恩惠平安归于你们
to him who loves us and was freed us from our sins by his blood
他爱我们用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶
so here talking about seven spirit
这里讲到有讲到七灵
and from his throne and from Jesus Christ
那是从神的宝座也是从主耶稣基督
So we see this prophecy already been fulfilled.
我们看到这个预言也是被应验了。
Okay, let's go on to see the next prophecy.
我们继续来看第三个。
This is from Isaiah chapter 11, verse 3, second half of 3, all the way to verse 5.
是从以赛亚书11章第三节的后半段一直到第五节。
So here's talking about he will not judge by what he sees with his eyes or deceive by what he hears with his ears, but with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, with the breath of his lips, and he will slay the wicked.
也讲到他行判断不凭眼见断是非也不凭耳闻却要以公义审判贫穷人以正直审判世上的谦卑人以口中的杖击打世界以嘴里的气杀戮恶人
And verse 5 said righteousness will be his belt and faithfulness the sash around his waist
第五节讲到公义必当他的腰带信实必当他腋下的带子
Have this one been fulfilled?
这个也应验了吗
Yes, also in the Matthew.
确实是这样，我们可以来看马太福音。
Probably you would say, this is someday it will be fulfilled.
有时候我们讲这个以后还要被应验。
Because Jesus mentioned about this.
因为主是这样说的。
And he talked about the judgment in the future will be like, when the Lord comes, he will separate the sheep and the goats.
因为他讲到当主要再来的时候他会把羊分出来公羊和绵羊分出来
And this is a long passage I just want to summarize for you
这是一个 挺长的一个信息
But if you have time I would like you to read it
如果你有时间我愿意你们来看一看
And separate our sheep and the goats. They put the sheep on the right side and the goat on the left side.
是在马太福音二十五章讲到他们把绵羊和山羊分，把绵羊安置在右边，把山羊放置在左边。
And he will say to those on his right, say, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world."
三四节讲到说于是王向那右边的说你们这蒙我父赐福的可以承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国
And verse 35 say If I was hungry you gave me something to eat I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink I was a stranger and you invited me in.
35节讲到，因为我饿了，你们给我吃；渴了，你们给我喝；我做客旅，你们留我住。
And verse 36 says, I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me.
36节讲到，我赤身露体，你们给我穿；我病了，你们看顾我；我在监狱，你们来看我。
And you know the righteous say, when did I do that?
那义人就回答说，我什么时候做了这些？
But actually, Jesus say, when you have done this to the very smallest one, you have done this on me.
那这里王就说，这些事你既做在我弟兄中最小的一个身上，就做在我身上。
Of course, he talked to the other side of the goats and say, you haven't done this at all, so you will be separate out.
那也讲到说，对另外一边的山羊就说，你们没有做这些，你们就被分出来。
And do you know they will be in the eternal punishment, but the righteous will be in the eternal life.
讲到他们会到永刑里面去，就有一个永远的审判。
So this is the judgment will be fulfilled.
这是一个审判是要被应验的。
And Jesus mentioned about this.
然后主是这样的说，
Another one, the prophecy he mentioned about the harmony of the Messiah's kingdom.
另外一个他讲到是弥赛亚国度里面的和谐。
But maybe we haven't seen this happen yet.
也许我们还没有看到这一个已经应验。
Because he said a lot of a wild animal and the baby, they will be together.
这里讲到很多的野兽还有他们小的野兽也都在一起。
And also the lion and lion and lamb will be together.
讲到豺狼和绵羊会在一起。
So all this in our natural way is one is a prey, one is a predator.
这讲到是一个是追杀他们的，一个是要被吃掉的。
But eventually they will be all together.
但这里讲到说，最终他们都要在一起。
Is this possible?
这有可能吗？
Or is this just a dream?
那时候我们想，这只是一个梦想。
Yes, it will be happen.
但讲到说，这是要发生的。
Do you remember when Jesus prayed for a disciple about the Holy Spirit?
这里讲到，你还记得主是怎么样为门徒们来祷告的吗？
And that's recorded in John 14:27.
那是在记录在约翰福音14:27.
And here's talking about my peace I gave it to you. It's not from this world.
在那里讲到主赐的平安不是从这个世界来的。
And many times we try to pray for the world peace.
很多时候我们为世界的和平祷告。
And this is very impossible. This is impossible.
这个是好像是不可能的一件事。
And toward the end of the semester, the school I'm teaching, our administrator invited all the teachers we have a lunch.
在学期的末了，学校就邀请所有的老师一起有一个聚餐，午餐。
And before we eat, the administrator say, "Well, any requests for from all the teachers and want to pray for?"
然后吃之前，那个人就问有没有什么要问这个老师，说有什么什么什么事情要祷告的。
And one teacher said,
有一个老师就说
"Pray for the world peace."
为世界的和平。
And everybody laughed.
然后每一个人都笑。
Because this is impossible.
因为大家知道这是不可能。
And that's too big of a subject.
而且也太大了。
We can just look at the news every day.
我们只要每天看新闻。
We see the Iraqi situation, and we see the Israel situation, and this is almost impossible.
如果我们看到伊拉克的情况，看到以色列的情况，你想这是不可能的事情。
Including this morning's news.
包括今天上午的消息。
Israel wanted to declare that Hamad is their enemy.
以色列想对那个哈马斯说他们是敌人。
So that's mean the war will continue. Will continue.
就看到那里是有战争会一直的延续。
The peace is only from the Lord Jesus. That will be different.
但这里讲到从耶稣基督来的平安是不一样的。
My peace I give you is different from this world.
主说我赐的平安与世界所赐的不一样。
And many times I feel this is so wonder. Look at the people around you.
很多时候我就在想，看看我们周围的人。
Yes, we all speak Chinese.
对，也许我们都讲中文。
But we came from so many different backgrounds.
但我们从很多不同的背景而来。
And also you call them brothers and sisters.
然后我们彼此就称是弟兄姊妹。
And we feel so close.
然后我们觉得很亲近。
Sometimes we feel like it's even closer than relatives.
很多时候，有的时候我们觉得好像比我们的亲戚还更亲近。为什么这样呢？
Well, because we are all in the Lord.
为什么这样？因为我们都在主里面。
And He moved away all this wall.
是主把这些墙都去掉了。
Sometimes we can pray a long distance. We pray someone in California. We pray someone in New York.
有的时候我们为挺远的弟兄姊妹，或者是在纽约，或者是在加州。
That's because we share the same life.
因为我们都有同一个生命。
And we have the same King, which is the Messiah.
我们都有同一位王。
Otherwise, we won't do that.
不然的话，我们就不会这样做了。
This peace is from Him.
这个平安是从他而来的。
Only from our Lord can provide this kind of peace.
只有我们的主能够把这平安给我们。
Okay, let's see another prophecy.
我们看另外一个预言。
And probably you would say this is probably more fit on the country of Israel.
也许你会说这个是对以色列这个国家更合适。
But he is also speaking to us.
其实他也是在对我们。来说的。
And here is the covenants of God.
这里是讲到神立的约。
And He has made covenant to many in the Old Testament, which is one from, which is one to Abraham.
神在旧约里面跟许多人立了约，是讲到是亚伯拉罕。
And the second one is to David, King David.
Excuse me. 第二个是对大卫王。
And then he also made another covenant, which is called a new covenant, and is recorded in Jeremiah.
然后在耶利米书那里也提到会有一个新的约。
And if you look at Genesis chapter 17, verse 7 and 8.
如果你看创世纪第十七章第七第八节。
He's talking about the covenant he promised Abraham can inherit the land of Canaan.
那你讲到神对亚伯拉罕的一个应许，他会得着迦南的地。
Even though they have a lot of aliens living there.
虽然在那里有很多寄居的人在那里，外邦人在那里住。
But God say, I will give this land to you.
但神说要把那块地赐给亚伯拉罕。
Also,He had a covenant with Abraham is recorded in Genesis chapter 22 verse 17-18.
他也有在创世纪二十二章那里神也对亚伯拉罕有另外一个有一个约。
And he said, your descendant will be as numerous as stars in the sky and as the sands on the seashore.
他讲到说你的后裔必像天上的星海边的沙那么多。
Also, in the Old Testament, he made a covenant with David.
在旧约里面，他神也与大卫立约。
In 2 Samuel 7:16,
在撒母耳记下第七章
，He said, "Your house and your kingdom will endure forever before me."
也讲到说，你的家和你的国在我面前要永远长远存着。
And your throne will be established forever.
那你的国度要永远存在。
And how about the new covenant recorded in Jeremiah chapter 31?
也在耶利米书第31章也特别讲到有一个新的约。
And this covenant is God made with the house of Israel.
这个约是神与以色列家所立的。
And he did mention about the people and their neighbor.
讲到这民和他的邻居。
And he would say, I will put the law in their minds and write it on their hearts.
讲到他要将他的律法写在他们的心上。
And I'll be their God and they will be my people.
他要成为他们的神，他们要成为他们的子民。
And I will forgive the wickedness.
神要宽恕他们的罪恶。
And I'll remember their sins no more.
神也不再纪念他们的罪。
Look at this place. Been recorded in the book of John, book of Luke.
我们看到这样的应验是在路加福音。
And here's talking about the narrow gate.
在这里主讲到这个窄门。
And who can go through this narrow gate?
主说谁可以进这样的窄门。
And 13. Chapter 13, verse 29, it says, the people will come from east and west and north and south and will take their places at the feast in the kingdom of God.
29节讲到从东从西从南从北将有人来在神的国度里坐席。
So this eventually all this will be happened.
所以讲到最终这些都要实现。
Another one that I'll prophesy in Isaiah chapter 11.
另外一个预言是在以赛亚书十一章的十一节。
Yes, he's going to gather all the people from Israel and Judah.
也讲到说所有的以色列人和犹太人。
And this could be, he mentioned about they come from the exile. Or maybe from the second coming of the Christ.
这里会也许是讲到被掳的归回，或者基督再来分散移民的这个重聚。
And many times I feel like right now the Lord is doing the things just like this, the train of prophecy.
很多时候我们讲到主一直在这样的工作。 让这个预言要实现。
Do you remember Brother Christian Chen came over here and talked about they find out some Israelites people lost tribe, they find out in north of India and also in South America, and they are going to move back to Israel.
还记得陈弟兄来的时候有提到说他们找到在南印度还有在非洲一些地方找到以色列失落的这些部落，他们会再回到。 以色列,
and they use a modern technology, they test with the DNA.
他们用现代的技术用DNA来测试。
Yes, the Lord is doing that.
主也在做这些。
Let's see the last part of this Isaiah prophecy.
我们来看最后的以赛亚的这个预言。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 12.
我们来看以赛亚书的十二章。
Can we all read together?
让我们一起来读。
This is a song of praise.
这是一个赞美的歌。
In that day you will say, Can we all read together? In that day,
在那日我们一起来读,
you will say, I will praise you, O Lord.
耶和华我要称谢你,
although you were angry with me,
虽然向我发怒,
your anger has turned away, and you have comforted me. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. In that day you will say, Give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. And proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done glorious. Let this be known to all the world. Shout and all out and sing for joy.
people of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel among you. Especially he here mentioned about there's the wells of salvation. Yes, it's been prophesied, you'll be the time of deliverance.
这被预言了，有一个它实现的时候。
Not only deliverance, just for Israelite people.
现在只是对以色列人这样的。And also,
it mentioned about there's a deliverance to us.
也提到对我们的这样的一个拯救。Yes,
it will be fulfilled.
要它要被实现。So
when the Samaritan woman met with Jesus by the well.
当一个撒玛利亚的妇人跟耶稣在井的旁边相遇的时候，
And Jesus said, if you drink the water I gave you, you will have a spring of water welled up to eternal life.
主对撒玛利亚的妇人说，要是你喝我所赐的水，在你的里面要有活水的泉源，直涌到永生。
Have you tasted this living water yet?
你已经尝过这个 活水吗?
If you haven't tasted, I encourage you to taste it.
如果你还没有尝过, 我, 劝你来尝尝。
And many times we feel like in our heart, it's very, our mind, we are very dry.
很多时候我们觉得你的心会有枯干。
All the goals we try to achieve, yes, we achieved, and we still like we are not satisfied.
很多时候讲看到我们的目标，好像我们所定的目标我们实现了，但是我们的心还是不能够满足。
And why?
为什么会这样？
Well, because we didn't come to this wells of salvation.
因为我们没有来到这个救恩的源泉。
And just taste and try, you will find out.
如果你愿意来尝，你就会发现。
This week, we have a friend, he's from Somalia.
这星期我们有一位朋友是从
it's south of Ethiopia in Africa.
是从 南非一个国家来的。
Yeah. And from a conversation, he said, well, we have a celebration too.
从交谈中我们知道他们也有一个 庆祝。
He said we have 3 days of celebration.
我们有3天的庆祝。
And we celebrate Abraham.
然后他说他们在庆祝亚伯拉罕。
Abraham sacrificed Isaac.
他讲到亚伯拉罕 献以撒。
And he said, do you know there's the lamb provided by God?
他问我，你知道有那个羔羊是神所预备的吗？
And they just stop here.
然后他们就停在那里。
It seems that they don't read the New Testament.
看起来他们好像没有读新约。
So they don't know the Lamb which is the Christ.
他们并不知道那羔羊就是那基督。
So when they celebrate, they only celebrate in the Old Testament.
所以他们庆祝的时候，他们只庆祝旧约。
So they say, oh, our celebration just like you celebrated Christmas.
他说, 我们的庆祝就像你们在庆祝, 圣诞节一样。
But they are stopped at with the lamb prepared for Abraham.
他们只停在为亚伯拉罕所预备的那个羊那里。
Many times if we are not go forward into the New Testament,
很多时候如果我们不继续往前到新约里面,
if we don't know the Christ,
如果我们不认识基督,
and we just know the halfway,
我们只知道一半,
and maybe we just in the world culture,
我们只是看到世上的 风俗,
or tradition,
或者传统,
and many times we cannot really do the celebration.
很多时候我们并不能真正的这样的来庆祝。
So today I want to bring everybody into the right celebration.
今天我想把大家带到一个对的这样的庆祝里面。
Which is in the Messiah's kingdom.
是在弥赛亚的国度里面。
Yes, there is a king.
是的，是有一位王。
The king was born.
这个王已经生了。
For you and me.
是为你，为我。
And he also died on the cross for you and me.
他也在十字架上为你，为我而死。
He loved us.
他爱我们。
He gave us his life.
他把他的命为我们舍了。
So we no longer we live in the darkness.
所以我们不再活在黑暗里面。
But contrary, we can live in his kingdom.
让我们能够活在他的国度里面。
So if you don't know this kingdom, I would urge you to receive to know this Christ.
如果你还不认识这个国度, 我劝你来, 啊, 接受,
and you can taste and see this world of salvation.
你能来尝尝也能够知道这个救恩的泉源。
Let's bow our head and pray.
咱们起低头祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank you for you have shown your kingdom to us.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你，你把你的国度也向我们来启示。
There is a the Son has born to us.
谢谢你，有一子为我们而生。
And today we can come before the Heavenly Father through our Lord Jesus.
今天我们可以靠着我们的主耶稣基督来到父神的面前。
There is no other way but through you.
没有别的。 路只有借着你。
And thank you for all this love you have shown through this baby Jesus.
谢谢你也从这耶稣婴孩里面看到主你自己的爱。
All the prophecies has been fulfilled.
所有的预言都已应验。
All is going to be fulfilled.
所有的也将要被应验。
Lord, we thank you for your word.
我们谢谢你的话。
And show us the love to the one really need your love.
你让我们看到, 我们对主, 我们要爱主。
And show the love to those the needy and the poor.
愿你的爱与那, 贫穷的, 需要的人同在。
We thank you for you are the Messiah.
我们谢谢你, Messiah.
And you are the coming King.
你是那, 再来的王。
We give our praise to you.
我们把我们的爱戴, 称颂归给你。
We pray in Jesus' name.
你的祷告乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.